Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
BB advised Catalina to have a pap smear or VIA test when last we were in Murondoy. She also cautioned Catalina to have her daughter tested once she was sexually active. However, Catalina was very firm that Alexis didn't have time for boyfriends as she was studying for CSEC. Denzel discovered that Alexis was texting one Jaden very often. He threatened to tell Catalina and Auntie Myrtle, and she admitted that Jaden was indeed her boyfriend. He blackmailed her into giving him $1,000 weekly and cleaning his room, but warned her to stay away from Jaden. As we return to Murondoy, it is arrival day.
Let me go. Well, Miss Myrtle, May must be the best month in Guyana. Two holidays in 1 week.
I know, Simon. And don't forget, we have Independence coming up later this month.
Oh, yes.
It is indeed one of the best months.
Well, let's make a toast. To Arrival Day.
Yes. Cheers. To Arrival Day.
Thanks for coming to lunch with me today.
You're really should have gone to the creek with Catalina and her friends, though.
Nah, the creek is not really my kind of thing. Besides, I'd rather spend time in your wonderful presence.
Don't make me blush.
Too late.
I must say it has been such a joy since you've been around. There is this new sense of happiness in the house.
Yeah, and Eva seemed to have fit right in.
She's such a smart young girl. Eh?
Well, she is my daughter.
She is indeed.
I'm hoping to send for her to come to the U.S. at some point. I don't know if Joy would want that, though.
I don't see why not.
You don't know Joy. I'm thankful that Eva came out of our relationship, but she's a very difficult person.
Well, I gather that.
Do my eyes deceive me on this blessed arrival day? Sister Myrtle, is that you?
Oh, gosh, this was the best idea we had coming to this creek today.
Girl, I didn't expect to see so much people here, though.
It's holiday way for you.
Well, yeah.
But oh, gosh, the water cold. Me ain't back in there.
Girl, neither me. But like Peppa and Molly, like some real mermaid, though.
Tell me about it. And the Peppa can't even swim.
But she's having a good time.
Oh, gosh, but I like you, daughter, though. She come with your lovely swimsuit and all that. She just push her phone and she come.
Yeah, there's Alexis even at home. Head always in the phone.
What's he talking to some little boy?
Little boy? You mad? Alexis in the phone right now. Especially since she got shakes hands. Because I just see she girlfriend she talking to.
But you know she at the age, right?
Yeah, she's 16, but I want she from now. I tell you why I struggle with chain lens because I have been really young. And she must at least wait until she finishes school.
Well, that's good. But she's growing real pretty, though.
Yeah, babes.
And where is the Denzel going with all the hype?
Yeah, me, you know, because the father ain't up.
Well, that's a churn just springing up these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. But, it's why Simon and Auntie Myrtle ain't come.
Well, Auntie Myrtle don't have this excitement. And the same thing with Simon.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how things with you and Simon, sister?
I really can't complain, girl. I'm very happy here right now.
I could imagine.
And never mind the age. Girl, surely that man is like a 40-year-old and a 60-something-year-old body.
Oh, wow. Is that good?
Of course. You see how I look fresh and nice, girl?
Mm-hmm. I notice.
That is what good loving does.
Oh gosh, girl, I'm too happy for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll talk about wedding yet.
Well, Auntie Myrtle said we must get married as soon as possible, but I can take my time and plan. I think we could do it sometime in August, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes. August wedding is always nice.
Yeah, nothing too big, though. Just my close friends like you, Mal and Pepper, and some family.
Right, that would be nice.
I can't wait to be Mrs. Simon de Freitas.
Who is this fine woman, Miss Myrtle?
Oh, Lord, let me introduce myself. I'm Sister Patsy.
Pleasure to meet you.
And Sister Myrtle, you're not going to introduce me to this fine gentleman? I didn't know you had such good taste.
Pardon me?
Where you found this gorgeous man from? He's definitely not from Arundoy.
Well, you're right about that.
Myrtle, I hope you don't mind. But I would make a mess of
you. You certainly don't hold anything back, huh?
Life's too short.
Sister Patsy, this is Catalina's fiancé, Simon.
Really? This is the man? Oh, shoot. Them young, good-looking women that always find the best big men. Why some of y'all always looking for women younger than yourself? We big girls need attention too, you know.
Sister Patsy, I think you've intruded long enough.
It's okay, Miss Myrtle.
Well, it's a privilege to finally meet you, sir.
Pleasure is all mine.
Thanks for stopping by at the table, Sister Bats.
I couldn't see you here and not acknowledge you, my dear.
Thank you.
Are you meeting someone or are you dining alone?
Oh, actually, I'm dining alone.
Well, why don't you join us?
Oh, I'm sure that she doesn't want
to. No, it's quite fine.
I would love to join you.
Kathleen, I want to ask you something.
What?
You trust Simon?
Why you ask me though?
Well, you hear Gates along. I didn't have the suspicion of you living with somebody new, huh?
Well, yes, but I figure a man got needs. Guess I can't fault if having somebody else over there, Shelly.
You really okay with that?
I won't say okay with it, but I mean, if I over here and he over there, well.
Yes, but you didn't have a man over here unless there was something you're telling
me. Of course not, Shelly.
Well, if you could be faithful, then why he can't be faithful?
Look, girl, I really can't stress about it. At the end of the day, Simon just look after me and my children. And now that he over here and he got it with you, it's $250,000 he gave me last month just for on the house. So,
wow.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to stress about no woman he might have over there. Me bread, well buttered, and I like it like that. And you and me both know what it is to struggle, Shelly.
Well, yes. That's why I'm seriously considering marrying Ignatius.
Okay. Can we please agree not to mention that man's name again, Shelly?
Alright, fine.
Thank you very much.
But Kathleen, on a real though, you must keep a close eye on Simon.
Why?
If you get a woman in New York, what make you think he won't do the same, don't
you? When he living with me? Nah, man. Mm-mm.
Girl, some men and women very barefaced when you see the giving blow. Just watch it. And you know some of these women don't hasten to hear from foreign that I can catch fire.
Well, Shelly, I waiting upon all of them. And besides, the eyes could catch a fire, but I know Simon only get eyes for me.
Wow, Patsy. It's really amazing that you and Catalina sit on the village council.
And Sister Myrtle will tell you that we've been doing a wonderful job.
Yes, I suppose.
If you want another drink, you can order, you know. It's all me.
Oh, sure.
Excuse me, I need to go to the ladies' room.
Okay, Miss Myrtle.
Take your time, sister.
Well, I'm really happy to meet you, Patsy. You are something else.
Well, I must say the feeling is mutual.
I'm glad we have a little time alone.
Oh?
I'm not only interested in younger women, you know.
Oh, no? Do tell.
I think women of every age are beautiful. And once we have a connection, anything is possible.
Man after my own heart.
So, you're single, Agatha?
For now. I never stay single for too long, though.
I could imagine. I would devour a woman like you.
Oh my, you certainly are a man of words.
Why don't you put your number in my phone?
You sure your fiancé will approve of this?
I'm allowed to have friends, aren't I?
Well, yes.
Number.
So, are you going to call or text me?
You'll have to wait and find out.
Oh Lord, I'm getting heart palpitations.
Don't get too excited now.
Wow. Wow.
You live alone?
Oh yes. My daughter is overseas.
Nice. Means I can visit and we can have some privacy.
Is that a promise?
We'll see.
Oh my.
I like you.
The feeling is mutual. Oh, Sister Myrtle, you're back.
I think it's time we get going, Simon.
Oh, Patsy didn't order a drink.
Oh, that's fine. Sister Myrtle needs her rest.
Thank you for being so considerate.
I am by nature.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Patsy.
Oh, and it has certainly been a pleasure meeting you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Here's how we can conserve energy and preserve the environment. We can recycle our waste by separating our garbage into various categories such as plastics, paper, metal, and industrial waste. Some of these items can be reused in its present or altered form. We should also use more fabric or paper bags instead of plastic bags when shopping. For more information on how to separate your garbage, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.